friends, welcome to Dish Nation, and welcome back, Sherry Shepard. Where you been?
Great to be back. So what
are we dishing about today?
Well, y'all, Jennifer Aniston swears there's something she did not do, but if she did, she was screaming from the rooftop. All right? Now, we'll tell you about that a little bit later.
And the Harlem Globetrotters want the NBA to not get it twisted. They be balling.
Heidi and Frank will join us later, but Brad, darling, what's going on with Britney Spears?
Okay, y'all, yesterday was a huge day for Britney Spears and the Free Britney movement. Britney had her day in court, y'all, and she addressed her feelings on the conservatorship she's been under since 2008. Now, she spoke by phone over 20 minutes detailing how controlled she feels and how she wants her life and her money back. She said that her boyfriend, Sam Asghari, can't even drive her in his car. But the biggest revelation was that her reproductive rights were taken away. Ooh, Lord.
Man.
Britney said, I am not able to get married or have a baby. I have an IUD inside of myself right now so I don't get pregnant. This so-called team won't let me go to the doctor or take it out because they don't want me to have any more children. Ooh, Lord. Oh, Lord. After hearing about this...
So sad.
After hearing about this, y'all, Britney's ex-boyfriend Justin Timberlake tweeted, Jess and I send our love and our absolute support to Britney during this time. We hope the courts and her family make the right decision and let her live however she wants to live.
This sounds completely insane, okay? For a grown woman not to be able to control who she wants to love, how far she wants to take her love. If that was me, and you're gonna tell me that I gotta have an IUD, next time you check for the IUD, it'll be a damn baby in there, okay? I would not be paying attention to nothing they say.
I understand being protective of your daughter, and you don't want people to take advantage and take her money, but she is a grown woman.
Let the continue controlling her. She needs to be controlled. She be the guy with this damn scallywag guy and he take all her damn money. No, ma'am.
If they let you run around, Gary, they should let her run around, okay? Baby,
well,
you should not be
no
free.
Damn money.
Well, everybody knows the legendary basketball team, the Harlem Globetrotters, because these guys have been balling for about 95 years, man, since 1926. And the exhibition team is petitioning to make the NBA recognize them and make them a pro franchise. Now, there was an open letter to the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, and the Globetrotters wrote to him, you can't just act like we don't exist anymore. It's time to right the wrongs and rewrite history. Don't get it twisted. Basketball would not be what it is today without us. And, you know, I mean, they have an impeccable track record. Who has a better record than the Globetrotters? All they do is win, win, win.
I really do think the NBA should instate this team as an actual NBA franchise, not only because of what the team stands for, but because if you've ever seen the Harlem Globetrotters live, you know they always bring it, and they are truly, truly fun and exciting to watch live. I would love to see this team go against any NBA team because you know it'd be a great time.
I'm taking Jeffrey to see the Harlem Globetrotters every year of his life, and it is such an entertaining show. But the thing about it is they are committed to what they're doing. That's what I love.
The Globes try to play a real NBA team. All they're going to be doing is twirling balls around their head the whole time. I'm not trying to see that.
I don't want to see that.
I just would love to see LeBron James' face if they took the ball and went over his head and under his legs. That would be so damn funny.
They need to diversify. If they diversified, it would be a good team, honey.
What do you mean they're not diversified? I've seen white people on the team. I've seen women on the team. They've had everybody on there.
Yes, it's not just older players.
Gary, have you ever seen the Harlem Globetrotters play? They're very diverse.
In the 70s.
Right. Y'all, he was too busy looking at their little shorts. He was looking at their little shorts. Remember how short them shorts used to be back in the day?
Okay, y'all. On the recent Friends reunion, one of the revelations was that Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer never hooked up in real life, despite having crushes on each other. Well, Jennifer went on the Howard Stern show with co-stars Courteney Cox and Lisa Kudrow, and Howard asked if Jen and David really never banged. So, well, Jen replied... She said, we never on my life got together, and Courtney and Lisa would know we did because they would have heard about it. She said, I would probably say I banged David Schwimmer if that happened, but no. So they didn't bang. Headcrack, do you believe Jennifer and David banged?
Can you just say smash?
I don't know if I believe her, yo. Like, I believe that Jennifer Aniston is a good enough actress to tell a lie with a straight face. And I think that protects, you know, what people always believe the show to be. Right. I think it takes away a little bit of the mystique if, like, you know, you found out they was looking up on the side. So I think she's trying to put a poker face on and play it right.
Right. And to be honest, I want to know whose life she putting it on. Is she putting it on her real life or her character life?
She should tell the truth so they could do a spinoff called Friends with Benefits.
I wouldn't watch it unless there was some black people on there, but it would be good.
Okay, check this out, y'all. Tomorrow, Gary's bestie, Wendy Williams, is having rap royalty on the show. Yes, our very own DeBrat will be on Wendy Williams, baby.
Get your boxing gloves ready, sir.
Yeah, now we know Wendy is known to be all up in people's business, so I can't wait to see some furniture fly. I'll actually watch the show if that happens. Gary, what advice would you give the Brat when she talks to our girl Wendy?
I can only tell Brat to just tell the truth, honey. If she asks you when you and Judy met, tell the truth. If she asks you when you came and finally came into yourself, tell the truth, honey. Just beat her to the punch and beat everybody else to the punch. And just tell the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Bitch, I've been free. Ain't no need to lie about nothing. I've been free.
Yeah, Brat ain't lying about nothing.
Everything has been on display, so... What? Tell the truth.
None of that is a question. Yeah, I don't...
Right, you ain't even...
But if you don't want to answer something, just deflect everything to head crack. Just say, so let's talk about HK.
There you go.
Bring that
That's a good one. Now, Brat, is there any sneak peek of what you think? Do you think that you have a sneak peek of what you think that Wendy might want to know about? Mariah,
she's going to talk about Mariah. She's going to probably ask me about Portia.
She's going to talk about Chewy.
What I got going on in my life. I'm going on there to actually promote The Shy, which comes on this Sunday. I'm on the episode.
Go, Brat.
Epic.
Go, Brat.
Heidi, girl. I heard Salma Hayek is a cold fish.
Well, Gary, I wouldn't call her a cold fish, but apparently she's a little bit lazy. Now, Salma Hayek went on Red Table Talk to talk with Jada Pinkett Smith, and did you know she was in the running to play Trinity from Matrix? I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
No, had no idea about that. Well, as we all know, Carrie Ann Moss ended up getting the role, but listen to why Salma Hayek says she thinks she didn't get the role of Trinity in the Matrix. Take a look.
How did you guys meet?
We were one of the four finalists for The Matrix. And so we had jumped through many hurdles, and it was the physical test.
Ooh.
Now, I'm flexible, I'm agile, but I'm lazy.
Well, at least she was honest about it.
But, I mean, to have that kind of opportunity, even if you are lazy, you're like, I can cowgirl up for this blockbuster movie. Like, I don't really like to work out.
But you don't know it's a blockbuster movie yet. We only knew that after the fact.
Which pill would you take, the red pill or the boob pill?
I'm definitely taking the boob pill. And I'm going down that rabbit hole. You ever, Well, I was going to say, are you ever too lazy to take a gig? And I'm like...
Have I ever been offered a gig? Believe me, I'm not lazy. Offer it.
No, you are. I mean, I'll go to the opening of an envelope. Heidi,
that's true.
She won't. She's lazy.
No, it's not lazy. I'm a homebody with anxiety disorder.
All right. We're lazy. Selma's lazy. You're lazy, but we love that because you're going to sit right there and watch more Dish Nation coming up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So, guys, we have got to go to church on this one. Please help Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because there are some unholy things going on in former baseball star Ben Zabrinsky's marriage.
Jesus.
So come on, Jesus.
No,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Wow.
Woo. Let me tell you something. The World Series champ is suing his pastor, Byron Yon. Yon, I said. For $60 million. For knocking boots. Yes, the pastor Yon was knocking boots with his wife of 15 years, Juliana Zobrist, and he was defrauding his charity.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, according to the lawsuit, Pastor Yon, was the executive director for Ben's charity and the couple's spiritual mentor. That's how it always starts. Now, while they dealt with the marital issues like pornography, okay, Ben claims that Pastor Yon even encouraged him to give his wife some space. So I guess Pastor Yon wanted time to get past third base and slide into home, if you know what I'm saying.
Lord. Oh, we know what you're saying.
Ben got violated twice, y'all. Now, if you can't trust a man of the cloth, honey, who can you trust?
Brad, you grew up in the church. If you had to take a guess, what do you think the pastor told Juliana when he stepped up to her?
Sister Juliana, have you accepted the Lord as your personal savior? Because I would like to let you come take communion in my office, and I will personally commune you and give you some wine, and I got the bread for you, young lady. Yes, I do, and it's straight from the Lord, and we're going to change you into a better person.
Oh, my Lord.
He said, we're not going to touch our hands and agree. We're going to touch our belly buttons and let's agree.
What? Y'all, I feel like I can't even joke with y'all on this. I feel like I'm going to go pray for forgiveness right now.
Right? All right, y'all. It's time for Ticket or Skip It.
Ticket or Skip It.
All right, you guys. Lifetime is about to drop a TV movie all about your cousins, Gary, the Dukes and Duchess of Sussex. That is right. Now, the movie made for TV is called Harry and Meghan Escaping the Palace, and it gives fans a glimpse into not-so-perfect fairy tale. Check it out. Tim, what y'all think?
I see you literally being hounded to death, and I'm helpless to stop it.
I am the person who is strong and gets things right. I can't lose you.
I can't lose you.
Wow. It looks so bad. I want to see it. I'm totally going to ticket this thing. Really? Like, I want to watch it, y'all. Right.
We all are like inquiring minds that want to know, so I ticket it too.
Well, Portia, I had a sneak peek of the show, and I was very distraught because the way they had little Meghan looking, Meghan did not look like herself, and baby Archie was a little bit too dark. So that's, I'm just not going to watch it.
But that's what the queen said.
I'm really upset
because
I just wanted to audition to play Oprah. Every time Oprah went, what?
Whoa. No.
I just wanted to do that.
Okay, Dish Fam, we have the Origin New Pearl Advanced Teeth Whitening System for sensitive teeth with whitening pen to help keep your smile bright and white. Enjoy the benefits of professional teeth whitening from your home for only a fraction of the price. No harsh chemicals, no damage to enamel or bleaching, just amazing results.
Yes, and it's great for people with sensitive teeth.
Absolutely, Gary. Plus, it's clinically proven to whiten teeth up to 8 shades in just 7 days and visibly whiter teeth in 10 minutes, y'all.
This is nice. And the deal includes one mouth tray, one new bright LED brightening light, one on-the-go perfecting whitening pen, and 2 teeth whitening gels.
Wait, you're kidding me. All of that in one kit? Brad, how much is it?
Well, I'm glad you asked because usually this system can run as high as $60. But for our Dish Nation family, it's only
$25.
Yes, just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Okay, now up next, Portia, watch out, because Brandi Glanville has taken the crown for reality TV. We'll explain how after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Heidi and Frank.
What's up?
What's up?
Well, if you thought Samuel L. Jackson was the mother... a cursing.
Well,
he has some competition, and that comes from one Brandi Glanville.
What?
You wouldn't think so.
No.
But yeah, according to MRQ study, Brandi's Twitter fingers have typed out an impressive 946 curses in her 3,000 most recent Twitter messages, making her the most foul-mouthed reality star on Twitter and the second most foul-mouthed star overall.
Wow.
And she came in second to Kevin Hart, who had 954 curses in the same number of tweets.
Now I'm seeing here that rumor has it that she swears more than 50 Cent.
Yeah. Mm.
You think she'd be proud of that? Like, if she's finding it, if she's watching Dish right now, would she be proud that she's the most foul-mouthed reality star?
I think that she is proud of pretty much everything she does, even though you probably shouldn't be.
Gotcha.
But I always heard if you are foul-mouthed that you have higher intelligence. But okay. Brandi Glanville probably goes against that old theory.
Well, now I'm sitting here working with Stephen Hawking all of a sudden.
Yeah. All Frank needs is the keyboard.
Welcome to mother snake.
All right, well, moving on. It looks like Sharon Stone is not a fan of Meryl Streep's icon status. Now, there was a recent interview that Sharon Stone did where she was asked a question about, quote, finally getting to work with Meryl Streep in the 2019 film The Laundromat. And Sharon cut the reporter off and said, quote, I like the way you phrased that I finally got to work with Meryl Streep. You didn't say Meryl finally got to work with Sharon Stone or we finally got to work together. She went on to say the business was set up that actresses should all envy and admire Meryl and named other actresses she believed were just as good as Meryl Streep. So I don't think she's upset that, yes, Meryl's a good actress, but Sharon's like, well, I'm a good actress too. Why am I lucky to work with her? Why isn't she also lucky?
What does she mean by Hollywood set it up so all female actresses have to look up to Meryl? It's like Meryl has been honored with 21 Oscar nominations and I think 3 wins. So it's like, yeah, that's the career that you all envy and want to have. Meryl didn't nominate herself. People did based off her performances.
I agree.
So it's like, I'd like to work with one of the queens of acting.
Now, if I happen to get a movie role, and please, Lord, let that happen, Meryl Streep, that is a legit question for a reporter because I'm an up-and-comer, and it's like, wow, you're out of the gate, you get the work with Meryl Streep, but I don't think you could ask Sharon Stone
if that were to happen, that would be your last day on KLOS and Dish Nation. You would quit and leave us so fast if that were to happen.
Oh, I'm not letting Frank off the hook that easy.
Heidi would quit if she got a cinnamon roll. As far as roles go.
I would quit if I got a hosting gig at TGI Fridays. I don't care.
Party of four.
Anything to get me out of Party away of from four. Him.
All right. Up next, Paris Hilton wants to trade from making billions to another word that starts with a B. Ooh, we'll tell you what after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Well, it looks like Paris Hilton is trading in her desire to make billions and in for her desire to make babies. She wants to make babies. Mm. I'm sure there are a lot of hands that are going to go in the air and be like, I'll get Paris Hilton.
Program. 9 months in Paris.
Oh.
Yeah. She no longer is interested in making a grand old fortune. And this happens. You get to a certain age as a woman and that clock does tick and things change. Priorities change. And she said, it was such a goal of mine before, because I wasn't happy in my personal life. Now that I'm so incredibly happy and in love in my personal life, I'm not really interested in billions anymore. I'm more interested in babies.
Oh.
I get it.
Frank, you're a dad. It's scary to say that. But should Paris swap out her goal of making billions to making babies?
This actually brings her down to our level. You know, as far as like, become a mom, see what it's like to actually get vomited on and peed
well,
on.
Well, she was out
and changing a diaper. It's like, come on, Paris.
She was a party girl back in the day. I'm pretty sure Paris Hilton's been vomited on. I'm not going to mention any names.
Lindsay Lohan. I bet she had to change Lindsay's diaper a couple of times.
I'm not going to say the name, but it rhymes with Schmritney Schmears. Don't put
that sounds like something I get done at the gynecologist.
Yeah, it's like that.
Oh, I got my Schmitty Schmears.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.